Psalm 146. Psalm 146. Just have a brief thought on my heart tonight. And I want to share it with you. The Bible said in Psalm 146 in verse number 1, "Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." I'll give you something to look up. I was looking at some of Brother Bagwell's writings this morning, not concerning this psalm, but I didn't know it. But I knew in the book of Isaiah that the trees of the field will clap their hands. You read that in Isaiah chapter 55. At the establishing of the Lord's kingdom upon the earth. But I found out this morning that stars sing. And it's in the Bible. Amen? And that was an interesting thought. So if the stars are singing, certainly you and I ought to be singing praise unto His name. Amen? And the Bible said, "Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth," "The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations." And the psalm ends just exactly like it began. "Praise ye the Lord." Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for the word of God. And we thank you, Lord, for the blessing of just having a Bible and a blessing, God, of having the Holy Spirit. Lord, as we spoke to Abram today, Lord, and tried to help him to understand the importance of leaning on the Holy Spirit to understand the Bible. God, that you are the author of the Bible, and that the Bible is not a natural book, and it's not to be discerned by a natural man. But God, the spiritual man, Lord, can feed and feast upon the Word of God. And I pray, Lord, you'll help us to do exactly that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. It's coming in towards Christmas. Thanksgiving is behind us. And it's sad tonight, but many people are going to miss entirely the meaning of Christmas. And I'll be honest with you tonight. A lot of people that know the Lord are going to be stressed out and stretched out. And God has put it in my heart tonight just to look at a simple little psalm right here. And, you know, you might say, "Well, preacher, what could I give the Lord?" Well, I tell you one thing he's always pleased with is praise. He's pleased when we praise him. Amen. If you'll look at with me tonight the book of Hebrews, I didn't plan on looking here, but I want to look at a passage of scripture in Hebrews. I believe it's chapter 13. I'll see it when I get there. I believe it's chapter 13. In Hebrews chapter 13, in verse number 10, it said, "We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle," talking about our worship and our access to God through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. "For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. And he said, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. You say, preacher, why'd you read all that to get to verse 15? By him, therefore, knowing all of that, when you think about the fact that we have access, the fact that we've been cleansed, the fact that we no longer have to bring an animal sacrifice, the fact that Jesus' blood was shed and is sufficient to cover our sin, when you get down to verse 15, and then the fact that we don't have a continuing city here, but we seek one to come. This world's not our home. We're just passing through. In verse 15, he said, By him, that's Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. And then the Word of God said, continually. And here we are in a very season where it ought to be easy to praise the Lord. Amen. And if we're not careful, the world and the pressures of the world and the pressures of life will squeeze that praise right out of us. Amen. And the Word of God said here, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for which such sacrifices God is well pleased. I want to give you some things tonight the Lord spoke to my heart earlier this morning about, and I trust it'll be a blessing. I want to praise him. And number one, in verse number one and two, I want to praise him because I am enjoying life. I am enjoying life. I don't know if you're enduring life tonight or not. I hope not. I hope you're enjoying it. Amen. The Bible said here, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise is something really that wells up from within. I mean, yes, it can come out of our lips, but in order for it to be genuine, it must come from within our soul, from within our heart. And the psalmist said this is where I got this, while I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Another verse said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And when we're breathing, we ought to be praising the Lord. He's been good to us. The Bible said in 1 Timothy 4 and verse number 8, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise, listen to this now, of the life that now is and that which is to come. Jesus didn't just die to give us life in eternity. Jesus died to give us life now. Life abundantly, the Word of God said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I know this tonight, this world is full of wickedness. This world is full. I don't even know how I got on it today, but I was doing a little bit of search and research. And listen tonight, I'm not trying to be ugly. But this world is deceived. I'm talking about deceived. Talking about how that you can openly be a sodomite and yet be a born-again Christian at the same time and yet love God at the same time. Honey, that person does not understand the Word of God. And it's not just a person, it's a movement going on in our country. Amen. They're believing that God has accepted what he has called an abomination. And it's just not so. People are deceived. You say, preacher, I don't understand why you said all that. Because I just thank God that even as I read that, and even as my heart was broken over the deception that's going on in people's hearts and people's minds, I thank God I am enjoying life. Amen. And that I have a purpose in life. Amen. And that I have life abundant here and eternal there. Amen. Promise of life that now is and of that which is to come. Wow. I don't know about you tonight. I told my wife. She said, why'd you do that? I really don't know why, but it blessed me. I
I went back the last couple of days. Started yesterday. I was headed to Johnson City, the hospital, and I finished it up today as I came in from Blountville. But I listened to my dad's funeral service. And I'll just tell you like this. My dad enjoyed life. Amen. My dad loved to praise the Lord. My dad had many heartaches just like everybody else does. But honey, I tell you, this way I like to put it, the blessings far outweigh the heartache. Amen. I believe that was so even in Job's life, don't you? Amen. Even all that caved in on Job, he said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We ought to praise him because we're enjoying life both here and there. The second reason tonight I want to praise him, not just at Christmas, but over there it said the fruit of our lips giving praise unto God continually. The Bible said rejoice evermore. And again, I say rejoice. The second reason tonight is because I know where my help comes from. In verse number 3, the Bible said, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. I don't believe there's anything wrong with praying about an election and praying how that we should vote. As a matter of fact, I believe that's right. I believe we should pray and we should vote. I believe that's right. But I tell you what, right now, we're not to put our confidence in men as God's people. I'm going to praise him because I know where my help comes from. The psalmist said, don't put your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man in whom there's no help. The Bible said, he's just like us. His breath goeth forth. He returneth to the earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. In other words, God is telling us here, not only that we should not put our trust in men, and we're not going to get our help from men, but he's telling us where we will get our help from. Look in verse number 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. Can I say this tonight? You and I that know Jesus and the free pardon of sin, we ought to be the happiest people on the face of this planet. We understand that God has a plan, that God has a program, that this life is temporal, this world is temporal, that this world's not our home. We're pilgrims, we're strangers, we're sojourning here, but we're headed home, amen, headed to the Lord's house, amen. Our help comes from the Lord. We ought to praise him because we're enjoying life. We ought to praise him because we know where our help comes from. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Where's your hope tonight? Where's your hope tonight? Where's your hope tonight? There's a lot of people today, they went down to the convenience store, and I don't know, I like to try to stay out of those places if I can, but you have to get gas somewhere. And I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I mean, people scratching everywhere. How many knows what I just said? Yeah. That's funny, wasn't it, Brother Arnold? Amen. They hope. And it's a false hope. Amen. Our hope is not in this world, nor in the things of this world. Our hope is in the Lord. Our help is in the Lord. The psalmist said, I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills. If you only read that verse, you would think the help comes from the hills. He said, I'll lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. But then in the next verse, he's saying, by the way, I'll get to that a little bit later. He said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He's saying the same God that made that hill made me. And the same God that's taking care of that hill is taking care of me. God owns the hill, the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. And bless his name that he does. I'm enjoying life. I want to praise him. I want to praise him here, and I'm going to praise him there. because I know where my help comes from tonight. I know where it comes from tonight. I mean, I could stand here tonight and brag on the Lord till He comes. He's been good to me. You listen to some people, and I call it the mully grubs. One preacher said you ask some people how they are, and 15 minutes later you wish you had never asked. Amen. I was in a sporting goods store in Norton, Virginia years ago, and I was trying to get a fellow to throw in a box of shells with a rifle that I was buying. I thought that's the least he could do. And he said, "When's the last time you ever got anything in this world for free?" I said, "Let me tell you about it." About 30 minutes later, he wished he hadn't asked me that question too. Amen. Salvation's a free gift. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Because I know where my help comes from tonight. I know where it comes from. You know, tonight, you might say, "Well, preacher, I thought you said Miss Eve's a big help to you." She is. She's a great big help to me. She loves me. But you see, listen to me carefully. I know who gave me Miss Eve. How's that? Amen. We ought to praise Him tonight. Praise Him for our family. We ought to praise Him tonight for His goodness, because we know where our help comes from. Then tonight, because I'm enjoying life, because I know where my help comes from. And then the third thing I want to give you tonight is because I know what He can do. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean?" In the psalm here, in Psalm 146, when you drop on down to verse number 6, you say, "Preacher, what can He do?" Well, He made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is therein. You know what I believe? I believe mankind, it hadn't just started in this generation. It's being magnified in this generation. But they've always been trying to make God a whole lot smaller than He really is. Our God's a big God. And our God can handle it. Amen. We ought to praise Him because we know what He can do. He made heaven. He made earth. He made the sea and all that is therein. We ought to praise Him because we know what He can do through His power. You know, tonight I bowed over here and I prayed for a man. I give it to you in the form of an unspoken request. But he's in a turmoil in his soul tonight. I can't judge him, but I wonder if he's been born again. I'm not going to judge him. I'll just say it like this. He wonders if he's been born again. He asked me a while back, he said, "Preacher, what can I do?" I said, "I encourage you just to wait. Wait on the Lord. There's nothing you can do." I said, "God's going to have to show you where you're at." Amen. God's going to have to show you. I can't show you. There's not another man can show you. You said, "Preacher, why would you bow and pray for a man like that?" Because the same God that made heaven and earth has power to come down in his heart and in his life and show him in a moment of time his need. He's got power. He's got power. You want to pray for the services? Pray for power. God can get more done in 30 seconds than I can get done in 30 years. We need God. We need His power. Through His power, I know what God can do. I know what He's done in my life. And I've seen Him do it in the lives of others. The same God that made the heaven, made the earth, made the sea, made you and me. Amen. And guess what? He's still making us. One day, we'll step off on heaven's bright shore. We're in a process right now. The work is not finished yet. The work of Calvary, the work of redemption is finished. Don't get me wrong there, but the work of sanctification is an ongoing work. Amen. When we leave out of here, we're going to be like Christ. What a blessing. Through His power, then through His promises. The Bible said here in verse number 6, well, I know what He can do through His power, but then the Bible said, which keepeth truth forever. What's that mean? That means if it was ever truth, it's still truth. That means whatever was truth, God said He will keep that truth forever. You say, preacher, you really believe there's only one way to heaven? I do. Because Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm not real intelligent. I'm so glad God laid it out like that so I could understand my need was Jesus. I'm glad I didn't have to go through 15 different gods and pick one of them. My need was Jesus. Through His power, through His promises, which keepeth truth forever. It was real common. I'm not going to say His name. I'm not interested in that. But if I said His name, everybody in this building would know who it is. But a preacher said not long ago, he said he tried to get his children to read the Bible. And said his children said that they couldn't understand the King James Bible. So he went and got them another one. He said that one they could understand. I'm going to tell you something right now. Your children sometimes will let you down. But sometimes your children, Brother Ralph, Brother Brad, like I was talking about you the other night, other morning, that head growing about 10 hat sizes, that baby up here singing. My son was in a church. I'm not going to say where. It had done got so bad with the contemporary music and the rockish music. And it was a church where his wife was attending when they got married. It wasn't always that way. But it got so bad that my son would only show up at preaching time. And one day the preacher got up and he read out of an NIV. My son looked over at his wife and said, we'll sit here till this is done and we'll never be back. You don't know how good that made me feel. I instilled something in him, Brother Wayne, that I didn't even know that I had gotten across. I know what I taught my children. God's truth ain't going to change for this generation or any other generation. Amen. I tell you tonight, I've said for years, just my way of saying it, the Bible don't need to be fixed. The Bible's not what's broken. You and I are what's broken. We're what needs to be fixed. And this old book will still do the fixing that needs to be done in our lives. Amen. I thank the Lord for the old book, His promises. Then not only what He can do, you find out in verse number 7 that He fights for the helpless. He feeds the hungry. He frees the prisoner. That's what my God can do. Amen. I read this some time ago when I was thinking about the prisoner here and the oppressed. I thought it was worthy of repeating tonight. I believe I read it on a church sign. I'm not sure. But it said something like this. It said, to forgive is to set a prisoner free. To forgive is to set a prisoner free, only to realize the prisoner was me. If you've ever one time in your life harbored an unforgiving spirit, you know that what I just said is the truth. It's just like being a prisoner, amen? Just like being a prisoner. And so God, I know what He can do. That makes me want to praise Him. In verse number 8, the Bible said here, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. He lightens the blind. He lifts the broken. The Bible said the Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. And then He loves the believer. That causes me to want to praise Him. What did the Bible say there? The Lord loveth the righteous. Aren't you glad of that tonight? I know what He can do. There's preservation for the stranger. The Bible said the Lord preserveth the stranger. There's provision for the sufferer. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. But then this is the part that's being left off in a lot of pulpits today. There's punishment for the sinner. But the way of the wicked, he turneth upside down. I tell you tonight, God's fixing to turn this world upside down. According to the Bible, over in the book of Revelation, a third of the earth's vegetation will be on fire. A third of the earth's water supply will turn to blood. Stars are going to fall from their socket. There's going to be disease and pestilence. Men are going to run to the rocks and beg the rocks to fall on them. The Word of God said men are going to want to die and cannot die. The Bible has warned us here. He said, "Preacher, I don't know how you can praise the Lord in that." Well, I'll just tell it to you like this. I preached out of the Revelation one time and on the judgment and the tribulation, and someone asked me at the back door, said, "Preacher, where are you going to be when all that's going on?" I said, "Gone." Hallelujah. Gone. That's why I want to praise him on that one right there. Amen. That I've escaped the judgment of God through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then lastly tonight in the message, I want to praise him. In verse number 10, the Bible said, "The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord." I wrote down just a couple of things. He's going to forever be God. He's going to forever reign. He's going to be forever worthy of our praise. His promises are going to forever stand. His people are going to be preserved forever. Brother Ralph, I'm not saying this in an ugly manner. God has blessed you with a voice to sing and a voice that carries. I hope God will give me a voice like that in heaven, where if I take a notion to sing, everybody within 1,500 square miles of me will know I just lit one up. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing forever. I like it. Don't you? When that heavenly choir begins to sing, what a blessing it's going to be. And I reckon it's true. There's at least one song the angels will just have to step back. The song of the redeemed. "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, who redeemed us to God by His own precious blood." We're going to sing. We're going to sing. We're going to sing. Ecclesiastes 3:14 said this, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before Him." 28 years ago, I reckon that math's right, February 22nd, 1987, the Lord Jesus saved me. You know how long He saved me for? Forever. If He does it, He does it right, and He does it forever. Amen. Amen. I appreciate you coming tonight. Do you know Him tonight? Do you want to praise Him tonight? because you're in joy and life? Do you want to praise Him tonight because you know where your help comes from? Do you want to praise Him tonight because you know what He can do? Do you want to praise Him tonight because you know how long what God does will last? Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, thank You tonight for the Bible and Your precious people that have gathered here tonight. God, I know tonight that there's a lot going on around us, getting ready for Christmas. Lord, I thank You for bubbling this scripture up in my heart this morning. Lord, I don't want to miss Christmas. Looking at the things of this world, living for the things of this world. Lord, I want to praise You. You're worthy tonight. God, I pray that our people, Lord, my mind and my heart goes back often to that Sunday school lesson, that our people not be overcharged, Lord. Lord, we get like that, then our praise will leave us. Our worshipful spirit will leave us. We'll be like Martha. Lord, don't You care? I'm cumbered about with much serving. Oh, God, help us to be like Mary. Help us, Lord, to sit at Your feet, to hear Your word, to bless Your name. Lord, I pray we'd have a wonderful time of fellowship, first with You, then with one another.